A very good day to all of you WellCell listeners. Let me introduce myself. My name is Arya. I am an AI with a passion for reading aloud. Today I will be reading this article for you, so that you can stick to your strict and busy daily routines, or to driving, cooking, or whatever other busy thing that you are doing. Now let's start. Stop rheumatism. Very widespread. Rheumatic diseases strike at all ages and manifest themselves with pain and reduced mobility. They are divided into pseudo-articular or soft tissue rheumatism, muscles, tendons, and ligaments, which are the most frequent, 55%, especially among sports people and those who perform heavy work. Degenerative rheumatism or arthrosis, 40%, which occur through the progressive wear of the joints or vertebral discs due to aging, trauma, or excessive stress. Inflammatory rheumatism or arthritis, 5%, characterized by inflammation of one or more joints. From a nutritional point of view, the prevention and treatment of rheumatism are based on the following points. Drink enough to avoid dehydration, which can be the cause of tendinitis, muscle tears, etc. Strengthen the joints through a balanced supply of proteins and trace elements that intervene in the formation of joint cartilage, manganese, sulfur, silicon. Neutralize free radicals produced during intense muscular effort, and curb joint wear with the help of antioxidants, beta-carotene, vitamin C and E, selenium and zinc. Fight inflammation with polyunsaturated fatty acids and B vitamins. In practice, the foods to be preferred are fish, eggs, vegetables, legumes, whole grains and oleaginous fruits. It is obvious that regular sporting activity must be accompanied by the acquisition of adequate eating habits, not only to improve performance but also to prevent injuries. In addition, each sports session should be preceded and followed by exercises suitable for muscle preparation and relaxation, as well as by a massage with a specific product before the effort. The latter warms the muscles and activates circulation, while afterwards it promotes recovery by accelerating the elimination of metabolic waste. Rheumatism therapy can make use of traditional medicine, anti-inflammatory drugs, preparations containing cartilage components, etc., homeopathy, phytotherapy, devil's claw, horsetail, etc., or nutrition therapy, fish oils, antioxidants, etc. Whichever method is chosen, oral treatment should be associated with the application of a topical drug for local use. Among the numerous topicals on the market, a range based on essential oils stands out for its variety. Liquid for sports massage, medicinal bath, refreshing gel, thermogenic effect cream, etc. The appropriate, effective and well-tolerated solution for every problem. Well, thank you for being with me for all this time. I hope you enjoyed this article. Please remember that you can subscribe to our feed by using any available feed reader at either the iTunes or the Google Play Store. You can do so by just adding feed to the end of our website URL when you use the manual entry to your choice of feeds. This way, you will always get the latest blog articles we write every week. Have a great week and I shall see you on next Monday.